This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to keep making America great again.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign, taking aim at Democrats, calling them reprehensible when it comes to border security. At the jam-packed rally in Orlando last night, he also slammed Dems for their support for sanctuary cities. And the president saying a vote for any Democrat in 2020 would be a vote for the rise of radical socialism. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Bernie Sanders, says he watched the president's entire speech.
An hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense.
At least three people injured when a rocket strikes a compound housing the residential and operations headquarters of ExxonMobil and some other big oil companies near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hundreds attended a community meeting in Phoenix, Arizona last evening to discuss a videotaped encounter at the end of last month involving local police and a black family. Officers seen on viral video pointing guns and shouting obscenities at a couple and their two young kids after they claimed the four-year-old daughter had stolen a doll from a store without her parents' knowledge. Last night, this woman at that community meeting told police,
"Tell the truth. Say we have a problem. Say we have systemic racism, we need to address it. Apologize for doing what you're doing wrong."
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's removing himself from consideration to head the Defense Department because of domestic violence in his family years ago. The Washington Post says his ex-wife was arrested for allegedly punching him in the face and trying to set his clothing on fire. Shanahan telling the Post, quote, "Bad things can happen to good families." This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Suicide rates among teenagers rising, especially among boys. That's according to a report from the Harvard Medical School that shows suicide rates among boys rising roughly 2.5% every year from 2007 to 2014. And then between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. The study also found that suicide rates among girls rose by more than 8% per year from 2010 to 2017. Overall, there's been a 30% increase in suicides in the U.S. from 2000 to 2016. One of the big four tech companies is building homes now.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low and middle income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs. I'm Wendy King,
And entertainer Wayne Newton testifies against a man who allegedly broke into his house. The Vegas entertainer appeared in court yesterday to testify against the 22-year-old who faces 11 felony charges, including burglary and home invasion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we're coming to you from Florida, and the buzz is resounding throughout the state as of last night. Announcement that the president is all in once again as he's running for re-election. John Whitehead is joining us. He's a constitutional attorney and author, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. Author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. You can check it out online at Amazon.com or at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, thanks. Well, busy as usual.
Yeah, I guess. You know,
is going on.
Yeah, there's a lot. But before we get to that, just real quick on the president, you know, which is quite, I guess, an eye-opener, is that the attacks that have happened on this president for 2.5 years, and prior to that, you know, the spying, of course, you know, this really drives the intelligence community nuts because they don't want to call it spying. They don't want to call it for what it is. Maybe there's some other...
It is spying.
There's some other euphemistic term that gives them plausible deniability. I don't know, but the fact that this could happen to a duly elected president, what does that say about the everyday American?
Well, what it says is everybody's under surveillance now. The NSA, CIA really call the shots. I mean, talking to former NSA agents, you know, the amount of intelligence they have, I mean, there's no such thing. Even the President of the United States has no privacy. If you're using any kind of electronic device, everything is, you know, there are 5,400 apps that track basically everything on your phone, what you're doing, and with Google now, they keep a record of everywhere you've been. In other words, if you're driving down the road, you're walking down the street, they can give that information to the police. In other words, if you walked by something that wasn't a crime scene at the time but now is a crime scene,
mm-hmm.
you can be pulled into that crime scene. So everything you're doing, there is no such thing. I mean, Elon Musk, you know, the Tesla corporation's come out and said that we're on the verge of creating a what he calls an artificial intelligence immortal dictator coming, which will be running things behind the show. So human brains cannot keep up with the way that technology is developing. You have Google now has developed a brain implant, which they can put in your head, and you can direct right up to a computer, and they're putting chips in people in foreign countries now, such as Norway and stuff, so that when you enter a restaurant, store, or whatever, everything is tracked. So there is no privacy. Everything Orwell talked about is...
I was going to say, this is Orwell on steroids, John.
It's Orwell on steroids. It's already here, yeah.
Yeah.
So people say, when's it coming? There was a number of great theorists said years ago that when you start talking about something, the public, it's already occurred.
Right.
We're here.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Scary, and... There's no way you can escape it, except you can go out in the woods, maybe in a log cabin, as long as you have an electronic device. If you have a cell phone, it doesn't really matter where you go anymore. If you have a smart meter in your home, and know when you leave, when you come, with the new Ring doorbells that Amazon's created, facial recognition software, they're actually creating a light beam now, which will shine out in the street. And the police are actually giving people discounts if they'll buy these new Ring doorbells, if you know what those are. Do you,
you know? Yes, exactly, yeah.
They can, it's a complete surveillance camera of the whole neighborhood.
So what are the police going to do when they come to the door and there's a Ring doorbell there?
They're going to be caught too.
Yeah, exactly.
They're pretty good at getting rid of the material or blocking it and fighting a court battle if it happens to exist.
Well, you know, speaking of which, John, you know, as you say, here they've got all this surveillance, all this information. Why is it taking so long to get the truth out about what happened between the Russian collusion, all the collusion and conspiracy, the actual conspiracy that took place? Is it just because the deep state and, you know, the Democratic Party, I mean, because they seem to be getting a tremendous amount of favor? I mean, if you just follow the, you know, follow the facts there, boy, I'll tell you, it just looks so one-sided.
It's one-sided, but also it's there's so much collusion in government. You're talking to the fellow, I've sued the president, I've sued politicians in D.C. for years. It's one of the most corrupt.
When you say president, you're talking President Clinton.
President Clinton, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, again, the thing is that when John Stewart, just recently, the former comedian, you know, testified before Congress on those first responders, he was looking around the room, and the congressmen weren't even there.
Right.
He said, "Where are you at? This makes me sick."
Yeah.
Where are they at? Well, your average congressman spends at least 2 days a week on phone banks trying to raise money for the next campaign. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
They have phone banks just for them to raise money, while we're paying all their expenses to do all these things. So you're not, you know, again, you're dealing with human beings who have natures, and we want to call it sin, nature, whatever. That's why you have a constitution, supposedly why you have a moral republic. But do we have a moral republic anymore?
No.
I don't think we have a moral
republic. I don't think so. We've abandoned that.
If you go to our website and read the article I wrote called The Essence of Evil and Sex Trafficking in this country, it's a horror trip. Girls as young as 4 years old are being used as sex objects across the country in America, and the media doesn't report that.
Right. Well, look at what's happened with pedophilia.
The media
look
on all these important issues.
Exactly. Look what's happened with pedophilia. You know, I mean, it's all disgusting, you know, to your point. It's been running rampant. And
it's rampant in this country. It's rampant, you know, around the world. But, you know, again, this is supposed to be a country where, listen, the first thing that collapses in any empire is the moral structure. The moral structure in America is collapsing. It's it's imploding right at this particular point in time. And if the church institutions don't get out in the streets, in my opinion, and start really talking to people, you know, again, you can't, you know, just sit in the church. I mean, we're going to have to get out of the churches. I'm telling them, get in the parks.
It's not about you. It is not about you. I mean, the church, it's about servanthood, and you're exactly right, John.
It's about, you know, helping people get through life in a culture that has no moral guidance at all.
Right. It's totally lost. Well, you know, I just wrote a commentary, John, to this point, and one of the things I pointed out was America's addiction to pornography and sex and, you know, all this stuff that's been going on. I mean, you're exactly right.
Addiction, yes.
Yeah. And so we've abandoned morality, you know, as Archbishop Sheen had talked about years ago, that, you know, the idea of a Christian nation of the United States is all but gone, you know, that we've abandoned Christendom. And Christendom as a way of life, an economy, you know, morality, things that you're talking about, has all been abandoned, and it's all been subtle. And even the people in the church, they think, okay, well, you know, I'm okay, so I just keep going to church on Sunday. It's fine. But as you point out directly, it is the church's responsibility to take the blessings of God and pay it forward and go save those that are losing their way.
I worked with Francis Schaeffer, the great writer.
Oh, wow.
In his books, he always said the church is always behind, and they need to move forward and get on the front lines, and I don't see it. And I'm saying, get on the front lines, get out there.
Well, people of faith that know this, I know there are an increasing number of people who are praying, and I look for, you know, the church to be you know, more active to this point, John, to what we're talking about.
Samaritan, you go out there, and there's so many people that need help across this country. There are homeless people. There are all kinds of things, little girls getting raped.
Yeah.
Those are the things. Churches should be opening their doors to some of these victims and having programs to help them get through life.
And let's not even talk about abortion. No. John, we've got to go to break. So we've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's what we stay in pursuit of, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of We the People, constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead continues with us. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. And lest you think differently, all you got to do is open up the newspaper every night, huh? Or, you know, whether you see it on television or internet feeds, America is under attack, John.
It's under attack, but the one thing, and again, I want to, this I want to make sure I get on the program here, is that the young people coming today have no direction at all. And youth suicides, children aged 5 to 18, have doubled in the last 10 years from 580,000 to 1.1 million annually. Kids are killing themselves now. They're taking drugs. They have no direction. Again, there seems to, if the only thing in your life is your cell phone, which again is an addictive device, and the information they're getting on the cell phone, they're seeing things on their cell phone that I didn't see until I was in college. And you talked about porn earlier.
Right.
Just some of the images that pop up on my phone, I look and I show my wife and go, "You're kidding me."
Right.
And this is being allowed, but listen to this. If you happen to have a particular viewpoint now, Facebook will cancel you off of Facebook because they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
But they'll shoot porn at you.
Yeah. Well, John, I got
what's going on is the question.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. And I'll tell you a personal story. I haven't said this. Certainly, this is the first time I've said this on the air. I was being trolled by a young gal. And she kept sending me emails, and I could see she's young. And finally, you know, after a couple dozen, I just finally said, "Hey, look, I could be your father, and there's a better way to honor yourself, you know, kind of deal. And you need to look to something, you know, more definitive and honoring in your life." So next thing I know, about 15 minutes later, she sends me a picture of her topless, and so I go, "Really, you don't understand." I go, "This is dishonoring to you, and God has a purpose for you. It's not to be this desperate, and I hope you find your way." And so I leave it at that, thinking, okay, maybe this might tweak her consciousness just a little bit. But 20 minutes later, she sends me back a text and goes, "But did you like the picture?"
Yeah.
I mean, how sad, huh?
Yeah, but a lot of these girls are controlled by organizations that make a lot of money off of them. And they're the ones sending it out. I mean, a lot of people, I'm telling them, there are certain things that pop up on your phone. I'm telling you, don't open those up if they even smell of sex.
Exactly.
Because the FBI will target you at that point.
Right. Well, and you imagine, I mean, this is just one, and I thought, okay, enough of this stuff. Let's let it go. But, you know, but did you like the picture? I mean, is it any wonder, as you say, and it was reported earlier, about the suicide rate amongst our children? I mean, what is that telling us, John?
Culture, like I say, is number one. They're obviously, we're not getting the message out we used to get as Christians. And I mean, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, made a great statement. He says, "As sexual freedom increases, political freedom decreases."
Wow.
And you see it because the government gets more massive. You start more surveillance, more arrests, SWAT teams, 80,000 SWAT team raids in this country now a year while they're crashing through and killing people and dogs and kids.
Mm-hmm.
The cultures, again, there are no guidelines. And I think we only have a few years left. I'm sorry, but the people that I work with and some of the people in government that talk to me, they're saying, "Hey, this thing is... we don't know where America's going right now, but there's a lot of internal things that people don't realize. Do people realize, listen to this program, that foreign investors now own 30 million acres of American farmland?
Wow.
That has not been broken out to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have our country is becoming owned by foreign. They're owning the farmland. What's going to happen at that point?
Exactly. No food for you.
The entire country.
Sure, exactly. Now, this is all moving in the wrong direction. But, you know, this is what happens when you disconnect from founding principles like the U.S. Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, You know,
and they're killing
off
people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. They're tearing down their statues. And people said, well, they had this view or that bad view. And I say, who in the heck didn't have a bad view or did something too bad in their past? But they said some great things which established helped establish this country.
Exactly.
I mean, I live in Charlottesville, Virginia, where they don't even want to celebrate Jefferson's birthday anymore. He's the guy who lived here, wrote the Declaration of Independence, and wrote some of the great documents.
Yeah.
They're wanting to wipe him out completely so that people, this is Orwellian again.
It's yes.
Where you wipe out the truth so people never understand. And you take away the great thinkers, and who do you get? A game show, a host or something?
Yeah.
Your leader?
Well, you get Ocasio-Cortez who wants to liken what's happened in our southern border to concentration camps. I mean, Let's be real here. I mean, it's out of control. You know, it's also what's been said, John. He who controls the past controls the future. And they're rewriting our history.
They're rewriting the history, yeah.
Exactly.
I've been just talking to young kids now occasionally. They have no clue of what's going on. I mean, recently, maybe I told you this story once before, I talked to a group of fourth graders, and they said there were 10 words they couldn't say, and one of them was the G word. They call it the G word. And I said, oh, you mean God? You can't say God in school. They said, no. And I said, can you spell the word out? The word was guns.
Oh, wow.
And I said, how in the world, what do you call that device that the policeman carries on his side? What do you call that so-called rifle that the people are carrying over in Afghanistan, the American troops? They just looked at me.
Wow.
They can't say it.
Mm.
So what's that creating? What political correctness is doing is it's creating self-censorship.
Yeah.
People don't even think past the point. And the key is we're losing debate. I mean, people need to debate issues whether you don't have to agree with somebody. Debate them peacefully.
Right. Right.
Because something, you know, again, our perceptions may be incorrect.
Yeah. Well, John, you had a young kid in school just put his finger like a gun and just point and go at somebody, and he gets kicked out of school.
Oh no! We had a case where a young kid, 10 years old, went to in Ohio, went to the teacher's desk with a piece of paper. He turned, and his best friend in class did a silent pistol bang bang at him.
Mm-hmm.
He did a silent bow and arrow back. The teacher saw him do the bow and arrow where he flicked like an arrow. Mm-hmm. They took him out in the hallway and charged him with a weapons violation.
This is out of control.
That was the case. So
we
got into it, and the media jumped on it and said these people are idiots, and we didn't want that being on his record forever.
Right.
I don't know if you know in Texas, too, now they're wanting to do threat assessments on children in school, every child in the school. And that threat assessment will follow kids for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what does that do for them?
Any kid that jumps in class says, I don't agree, he has an issue.
Yeah, and God only knows you can find him quite easily. Hey, let's talk about SCOTUS's refusal to uphold the ban on double jeopardy. Explain to our audience what happened here, John.
Yeah, double jeopardy means you can't be charged twice for the same crime, and the reason it's in our Bill of Rights from early on was that the British were doing that, and the governments that they hated were trying people many, many times until they found them guilty. And the particular case we had where a guy went into the courts and. He was found guilty in the state court not guilty in the state court, but as soon as he went into, you know, got off, the federal government went after him, charging him with a crime.
Right.
And what we were in the Supreme Court ruled that you can do that the government can actually prosecute people because the state and the federal governments are what they call separate sovereigns. But the point is that we don't want the government just following us around prosecuting us forever. I mean, excuse me, so-called whistleblowers, the people out there that may be doing some good things, I mean, that allows the government to just chase you and run you down and keep you in jail, put you in jail, you get out of jail, then you're facing another crime. They just keep prosecuting you.
Mm-hmm.
And really let down by the Supreme Court on this one.
So is this issue cooked, or is we're going to have to live with this forever, or is this going to come back to be revisited?
Live with it until it's fought another case, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it was 7-2 ruling. I mean, it wasn't even close here, John. It
wasn't even close, no.
Yeah. Wow. So we'll have to wait for another case to come forward, and hopefully they've got a better argument, and maybe there's a change in the court that...
better judges.
Yes. And that as well. Hey, John Whitehead, where can folks go for more information on the Rutherford Institute?
You go to our website at rutherford.org, rutherford.org. I write a weekly column on all these things we've been talking about. And I'm saying, telling people to get educated. Education precedes action.
Amen.
Educated, and turn off some of those cell phone devices occasionally. Get down to your local city council and protest some of the things you don't like.
Yeah, keep the conversation going. John Whitehead, I'm Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to keep making America great again.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign, taking aim at Democrats, calling them reprehensible when it comes to border security. At the jam-packed rally in Orlando last night, he also slammed Dems for their support for sanctuary cities. And the president saying a vote for any Democrat in 2020 would be a vote for the rise of radical socialism. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Bernie Sanders, says he watched the president's entire speech.
An hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense.
At least three people injured when a rocket strikes a compound housing the residential and operations headquarters of ExxonMobil and some other big oil companies near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it's maybe America's taste that we trust, but the mainstream media is not doing us any favors, especially when it comes to the latest antics of leader Nancy Pelosi, who last week turned the world of fiscal discipline on its head with her threat to throw the federal government into default. Tea Party president and founder Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to have you here to keep us, keep us aware of what's going on. The mainstream media has let this one go by the wayside. I mean, this is hugely significant, what the speaker is putting into play here.
It really is. Normally, when we have a debt ceiling increase, one of two things happens. Either they will do a clean debt ceiling increase, so they just increase it and they don't attach anything to it at all, mm-hmm. or they use the debt ceiling they'll increase the debt ceiling, but they offset the extra borrowed money with spending cuts somewhere else in the budget, usually spending cuts that will happen in the future. What Speaker Pelosi is saying right now is shocking, actually, because she's saying, I will only raise the debt ceiling if we get rid of the spending caps and we agree to increase spending rather than decreasing spending. It's completely out of the ordinary. It really does turn the world upside down, and the press seems to be just letting her off and letting that comment slide.
Well, again, we come at the crossroads. This is the thing that we can be thankful for Donald Trump for, is that he has exposed the left for who they are. Nancy Pelosi, out of her desperation right now and her lack of leadership, has to do this. And clearly, I mean, it's not opinion anymore. It's not just a symptom. It is what it is. The Democrats want to spend this country into annihilation. We're $22 trillion in debt. There's no fiscal responsibility, nothing that they're offering to say, hey, look, we need to get a handle on this. All we hear from the Democrats continuously is we just don't have enough money. We need to tax more. We need more money. I mean, that, to me, that is a clear message that they continue to put forth to the electorate. And when is the electorate going to wise up to see that, look, they want to spend more of your money. They want to murder more of our babies. They want to keep the borders open. They want us to enter into more globalism and technocracy because that fits their agenda, not necessarily the benefit or the agenda of the American people.
That everything you just said is correct. And that's their real platform. They don't talk about it that way, but that really is what they are doing. They talk about it differently. They talk about it in terms of choice and women's health care and student debt forgiveness and free, different things that they say are going to be free to different groups of people. But the fact is, it costs money, and the more that the government gets involved, the more expensive things become, and generally the problems get worse. Mm. We could look at the city of Los Angeles. I was out there last week, and their homelessness in the last year has increased. They have a commission that goes through and counts the number of homeless people, and the number of homeless people have increased, and they've increased the amount of money to deal with the homeless situation in Los Angeles, and now they think they need to increase the money even more. Mm-hmm. Just throwing money at things does not solve the problem, and oftentimes it actually makes the problem worse.
It exacerbates it, clearly. I mean, history would tell you that's the case. You throw money at it, you get more of what you had.
Right, and you wind up giving the wrong kind of incentives and the wrong kind of accountability and metrics. So if somebody's job depends on their I'm kind of getting off track, but
I understand what you're saying. You know, Jenny Beth, my first question is, who in this country is handling, who in this country has a handle on homelessness right now? Is there any state that you're aware of that has a handle on it?
We don't hear about the homeless problem in some other states. We don't really hear about that, like in Texas. We've got the border situation in Texas, so
right.
There's that. But the state is growing economically. People want to move there. They are able to get jobs. They're able to work. They're able to pay their taxes. Their taxes are much more affordable than in other parts of the country. So there are places that don't seem to have the same kind of problems that Seattle and San Francisco and Los Angeles have.
No, it's horrendous. And I just got back there, you know, several weeks ago myself. I agree with you. It was heartbreaking. I mean, this is my old hometown. I mean, I worked in Los Angeles for many years at radio stations there in town. And I mean, I'm traveling the 101 freeway, the 101, you know, through downtown that I went through many times. And people, you know, tents are up on the bridges over the freeway. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, before it was, relegated to an area in Los Angeles, and now it's all over the place. And they had quite a homeless camp next to Angel Stadium in Orange County, and they moved them out, put them in hotels for a little bit until they could block the area to discourage them from going back to that area, because you know, you got the Angel Stadium there. They didn't want a bunch of homeless people right there as people were going to the ball game, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, let's tying it all together, the fact is the more the government grows, the more the government gets involved and takes over people's lives, oftentimes the worse their lives become, not better. And it might be better momentarily, like they might get a little blip in their life because something there's been some sort of relief to them from the money. Mm-hmm. But if they haven't had, if they have, are not earning it themselves and learning how to take care of themselves, they wind up still being in a problem again later. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, she says, well, we want to increase the debt limit and we want to increase spending. That is going to continue that kind of problem in our country. What we need to be talking about is how do we get people, how do we help people be more independent and less dependent on the government?
Yeah, teach them to fish. Teach them to fish as opposed to feeding them. You're exactly right, Jenny Beth. And the question that is begging to be asked with any kind of increase in the budget is what is it going to do? How is it going to add to solving the problem? And can we hold those dollars accountable to where over a specific period of time we start to move the needle? Because time and time again, we're spending the people's money and things are getting worse. They're not getting better. I mean, war on poverty, for example. You know, 1964, LBJ signs the War on Poverty bill. We spent, $23 trillion, I guess, $24 trillion now. Poverty was at 15% back then in 64. We're at 15.1%, $24 trillion. What kind of investment is that of the people's money?
We're not getting a good return on the money. And the thing about the debt ceiling is this, it's a vote that the people in Congress don't like to take because they're kind of embarrassed because they know they're borrowing more money. So it's a vote that is our ability as citizens to hold them accountable. And, it comes along probably once every 12 to 18 months at this point. And what Speaker Pelosi is doing is there's no shame in borrowing the money. It's like, well, let's borrow the money and spend some more rather than let's borrow the money and try to figure out how we're going to get this fiscal house in order.
Yeah, I mean, and with the threat that she's offering, I mean, she's holding the country. She thinks she's holding the Republicans hostage, but in effect, she's holding the country hostage, is she not?
She's holding not just the country hostage, she's holding our children and our grandchildren hostage.
Right,
exactly. At some point, we're going to have to pay. It's real money, it's real debt, and at some point, somebody is going to pay for this.
Well, but the fact that this is, you know, a generational issue, as you say, because we're passing it off to our kids and our grandkids, and now we're into our great-grandkids. How embarrassing is this?
It is terrible, and it's something that we need to really call her out on and continue to call all of Congress out on so that we can get to a point where we're working towards balancing the budget once again.
Got to keep the phone calls coming. Where can they go to get in touch, Jenny Beth? We got about 8 seconds.
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found,
Tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to be talking about Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which comes to your home this May, and we're excited to be talking about it once again. As you'll recall, back in February, we discussed at length the movie brought to you by Tim Tebow, Run the Race, with Chris Dowling, the director and co-writer, and this time around, we've got Jake McIntyre with us, producer and the co-writer of the movie. So, Jake, what happened first? Was it the Tebow brothers or the concept of the story? Because it seems like it was so ready-made for the Tebow brothers to be involved.
Oh, my goodness, Bill. It truly was a godsend. So I started writing this and created it back in 2004 at Dallas Baptist University and, you know, tried to get it off the ground for years. And finally in 2013, it got in the hands of Robbie Tebow, who showed it to his brother Tim. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting at a table with them, and they're like, hey, there's something behind this. God's doing something behind this movie. Mm-hmm. Then we got funded in 2016. Chris Dowling came on to direct and kind of polished up, tweaked, and condensed the script, and we were off and running. But, it, you know, the Tim and Robbie Tebow told me, they said, hey, we've seen close to, you know, 50 scripts, Jake. And yeah. This story about two brothers encouraging one another to go for their dreams, they said it just resonated so much with them that Robbie truly felt called to the movie, and then Tim came on board right after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that Robbie was in many ways the front man in this and bringing his brother to the front of this. And, you know, you think about it. I mean, for them to say that they get scripts all the time and, you know, I think very few people understood that, you know, Tim and Robbie were even interested in the movie business.
Well, that's what's interesting is I don't think Tim really was. You know, mm-hmm. Robbie always kind of had this passion for making movies. Didn't really know how to jump into the business, you know. But their biggest mindset, their biggest goal is just to impact people's lives. You know, Robbie told me the very first time I ever spoke to him on the phone, it was like a 2-hour conversation. Wow. He said, Jake, Timmy and I look for vehicles that can make an impact around the world. to encourage people, and we think Run the Race is one of those vehicles. And he said, man, you need to come out to L.A. and meet Timmy.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the plane. Let's go. Let's make this happen.
Sign me up.
So this is you see, this is the first of many enterprises. You know, as they continue their interest, particularly Robbie, in the movie business. Then,
100%. I actually talked to Robbie last night for close to 3 hours, and we were just talking about new movie ideas, scripts that we have that are ready to go, and just kind of where we feel God leading us to try to pursue the next one and to tell a good story that, you know, moves people.
Right. Well, you enjoyed some great success with this movie, Run the Race. You know, update our audience, you know, because for some, this may be the first time they see the movie, and that's great when they see it at home. And so give them a quick synopsis of Run the Race.
Right. So Run the Race is about two brothers growing up in a little small town. They're kind of growing up on their own. Their mom has passed away from cancer when they were little. Their dad's kind of a runaway drunk because of that. And you have these two high schoolers that are about to graduate high school, trying to get out of this small town and trying to go for their dreams, and they're up against the world. So they're looking at, like, football scholarships, track scholarships, and they're just, you know, up against it. But the really cool aspect of the movie is that one brother believes in God and one doesn't. And so you see these two brothers love each other, support each other no matter what, but they have two completely different worldviews, and that makes for a very, very interesting finale. So.
And, Jake, I like how you treated this theme of Run the Race in showing what's possible when you run to instead of from the love of God in this case.
100%. And that's the kind of the mantra that is kind of buried in this film. It's not preachy. It's not on the nose. It's not corny. It's just real authentic kid going for their dreams, and they're figuring out if they run after God and they get him and they have everything they need no matter what happens to them. And that's the cool point of this movie. So we're super excited to have it come out on Blu-ray and DVD May 21st.
Right. And you got an all-star cast. I mean, the cast that you were able to assemble here is quite stellar. I mean, let's talk about two Heisman Trophy winners, right?
Right, yeah. So it was super cool. So Tim's in it, does a cameo. You know, we needed a scout for the movie, mm-hmm. and we were shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, and Robbie said, hey, why don't we call Eddie George? He lives up the road in Nashville.
Right.
They gave him a call, and he said, I'll do it. So he drove down, and he was the scout. Now, we didn't tell him he was going to be in Florida Gator gear until he got there, so we kind of slow-played that one.
Right.
But he was marvelous. He was great. And then other, you know, household names like Michael T. Williams, who was Bubba and Forrest Gump, who, you know, who was played in Offensive and was Denzel Washington's brother a year or so back. And then Francis Fisher, you know, so Michael T. plays the coach. And then Francis Fisher plays kind of their godmother, and, you know, of course, she was in Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. She was Kate Winslet's mom in Titanic. So we've got some heavyweights that really carried us. And then we have Mario Van Peebles as the pastor.
Right, exactly. Wow, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, good fun to have, you know, and, you know, this kind of talent. And, of course, you know, here's Tim. He's got, oh, we need an actor. Well, yeah, Eddie George, I'm here. He's on my speed dial. We just call him.
Exactly right. He's like, yeah, we just did a Heisman Nissan commercial last week. Let me see if he's available this week.
So. That's hysterical. Well, Jake, you know, for you as a co-writer, and as you mentioned early on, you know, this was, you know, quite a project. I mean, you know, this wasn't something you just took on and in a couple of months, you know, Shazam, here it is. I mean, this was a 12-year journey for you. So the culmination of this 12-year journey and, you know, to run the race and now going to home entertainment, I mean, do you, like, pinch yourself and say, thank you, God?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was super cool to hear that once Walmart saw the film, they loved it so much, and they thought it was perfect for just an awesome family audience that they got the rights to have an exclusive release for the very first month. And so we were just blown away by this. So on May 21st, when our DVD and Blu-ray come out, it's really only going to be in Walmart stores for the very first month, and that's it.
Wow.
But then after that, you know, in in June 18 will be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super excited to have them as a partner May 21st in Walmart.
Well, that's awesome. Jake, what is it about this story, about this the two brothers, that connects with so many people?
Well, I think, honestly, there's just not a whole lot of movies out there just about brothers. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, some of the good ones over time are like Stand By Me and A River Runs Through It. You know, you kind of have a brother right. aspect in Shawshank Redemption. There's just not a whole lot of movies that just focus on brothers growing up and being there for one another. And then so whether you relate to the brother of role you know, maybe you're a godmother that takes care of kids. Maybe you've had a football coach that was kind of like a surrogate dad.
Mm.
I think everybody can relate to some character in this movie, and it just encourages them and inspires them to encourage and inspire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people take away from this movie?
I want them to walk away, and like you said a second ago, I want them to run after God a little bit more right after they watch this film than they did the day before. And I want them to investigate Jesus. I want them to investigate their life. I want them to kind of say, okay, what character relates to me and how would I handle that situation if I was that character? I just want them to a reset button on their life and just ask themselves what's really important and what should I run after?
Right. Jake, I got to imagine for you with the relationship that you continue to develop with the Tebows that – you know, I sense this chemistry and synergy of mission that has come together between the three, and also, you know, with Chris and others on the team here. That I see you guys working together for a long time down the road. What do you think?
Great guys who really are mission minded and really want to help people and encourage people. And so it's a lot of fun when we get together. And I just hope and pray that the Lord gives us more time and more stories to tell.
Amen. Well, May 21st, that's the big date. Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which had a stellar run at the box office, is now coming to home entertainment and available May 21st at a Walmart near you, right?
Absolutely, brother.
Jay McIntyre, producer and co-writer of the movie. Jake, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves